Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm not sure if you talked about this. Saturday is supposed to be a mass shoplifting event going on where the people are just going to take whatever they want since they're not getting food stamps. Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week. Breaking this morning, like during the show, Donald Trump said, just a quick comment, then he moved on, that the Republicans have found a way to pay for SNAP for the next couple of weeks. He didn't say what it was, how they're going to do it. He kind of just dropped it and then went on because he's in the middle of all that foreign stuff that he's doing right now. So hopefully that is the case. Texter writes, why can't the Trump administration just stop all government assistance to non-citizens? They can't. They'll get sued and they'll eventually win because they're in the right, what federal law says. I think some of it's just Newsmax is the first place I've seen that reported. They may not know. That often happens and then stuff filters up to Trump and it gets done. So that's one of the reasons I made such a big deal about it this morning. Folks, another thing that's a really big deal this morning, and this is bone chilling, was Obama's announcement yesterday that y'all aren't getting away from the Democrat censors. Now, we got another plan to censor you. If we win, free speech is dead, but we'll kill it anyway. We've got a plan, and they do. So, and I'm going to tell you what the plan is. It's chilling. But the fact that the plan is supposed to go into effect soon is why Obama was out yesterday kind of preparing everyone for the idea that free speech is about to go away again and Democrats will control facts. He says opinions will be allowed on the facts, but that the government will control what the facts are. That means Democrats will control what the facts are. This is absolutely chilling. Here's his description, and then I'm going to tell you what's happening.
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is the one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models.
What business models? He's talking about social media. I've been warning you for a while that John Brennan, back in September, former head of the CIA, personal mentor to Barack Obama, and self-described communist, you can Google that. He confessed to CNN that he was a communist. Didn't seem to stop him from rising in the CIA, which shows you who they are, really. John Brennan was in Ireland, and he was working with the government to create a censorship system to take away free speech rights from the Irish, because it's just the kind of guy he is. And by the way, lies like the Russia collusion hoax, which he personally helped to create, don't thrive in free speech environments. So you've got to crush free speech, and John Brennan's front and center for that. Well, we find out overnight. So is Barack Obama. Why is Obama out there just kind of getting people used to the idea, hey, you might have had a little free speech for a while on social media. That was nice, but we're going to go ahead and take care of that. Where the government will decide what the facts are, and that's, of course, going to be whatever the Democrats want. Now, you'll be allowed some small ability to have an opinion on the facts, but you don't get to have the facts. The government, again, will decide what the facts are. Well, here's why Obama's out preparing people for this, okay? Because on September 24th, there was a meeting, and this is very chilling. Led by Stanford Cyber Policy Center, that is led by Obama's former ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. And this meeting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Was of censorship officials from Europe, the UK, Brazil, California, and Australia. At the meeting, they unveiled their new blueprint. And it demands a single, total, global censorship regime that it covers all countries, most especially America, the only place left on the globe that isn't censored. I mean, folks, right now in the UK, they are arresting on average 30 people a day for the stuff that they say online. Now, according to the blueprint, they intend to use the EU's market power, they call it the Brussels effect, to force big tech companies to comply. Because between the UK and the EU, they both have laws that basically say we're going to fine the heck out of you if you don't censor for us, and they want Americans censored. So they just had this meeting on the 24th. They've got to get this in place before the 26 elections. That's why Obama is out there saying this. You know something remarkable about that? Just 2 weeks ago, Barack Obama was describing the fact that Jimmy Kimmel had to skip two nights of his show after he lied and mocked Charlie Kirk as, you know, the greatest Bill of Rights, human rights atrocity ever. But that was like 2 weeks ago. So now he's getting ready to set up the world speech dictatorship. I have been warning for years, if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, about the fact that they intend to build the one world government around free speech censorship. And this is the blueprint. And that was the meeting. And here's what they know. This is what they learned. And I talked about it at the time. The reason Brazil was there, in Brazil, the FBI under Barack Obama, I'm sorry, the FBI under Joe Biden helped to build the censorship system in partnership with the Soros group there. The Soros group provided the demands for censorship and the censorship, basically outlines, and then the FBI helped them build the actual digital system, very similar to the belly button they had here. So that was what put that in place in Brazil. So they demanded a backdoor back into Twitter to censor. Elon Musk said no. We're not going to do that. And then they said, okay, well, your executives, we got them here. We're going to put them in prison. We're going to fine you millions of dollars. And they actually froze some of his assets that were in Brazil. They were ex-assets, might've been Elon's too. I'm not sure. It wasn't a lot, but it was millions of dollars. And he backed down and said, well, I'll comply with the law. And he now censors for them in Brazil. A lot of people don't know that. When I saw that, and when they saw that, I said, oh no, They've just learned for very little money on the table and a couple of arrest threats, they can get Elon Musk to do what they want. So that has sort of galvanized them into this. And they're saying they can use the Brussels effect. And folks, this meeting that Michael Schellenberger, by the way, I'll just, you know, retweeted this so you can see it. This meeting, you can go to my X feed if you want to read more, but this meeting that Michael Schellenberger, investigative journalist with Public, has reported on, they're not even hiding it. They're made to, folks, the rest of the world is dark, okay? I mean, Europe's done. I mean, UK, you people go on vacation in Europe, they can't get the show. Yeah, it's blocked the border. Those arrests they're doing now for speech in the UK, you know, the 30 a day on average, they've done more than 3,000 of them. They're starting to show up in the middle of the night. Creepy, right? Yeah, I'll retweet this. Anyway, Michael Schellenberger, investigative journalist with Public, has all the details and you can read them. But that's why Barack Obama is out there saying we need a new journalism where the government decides the facts. And we let you have a little bit of an opinion on it, but not if you're a divisive voice. In other words, not if you're a conservative. Just liberals get to have, you know, conversations. And we're going to need to do this. They may get away with this. Again, when they're meeting with Canada, California, the UK, Brazil, and Australia, and the goal is we've got to purify the internet of American free speech. This is the only place left on earth that has free speech right now. That could end. That could end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.